This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, Habari Ghani, what's the news on this third day of Kwanzaa? Ujima, collective work and responsibility. We are, as always, happy and honored to have with us the founder of Kwanzaa. He is the professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University in Long Beach, chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaida Organizations, executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies, co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance. He is also the author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, The Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, Selections from the Husiya, The Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction to Black Studies, now in its fourth edition, and Odu'ifa, The Ethical Teachings. Now he is the creator, as we all know and love him most, of the Pan-African cultural holiday Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba, The Seven Principles, and author of the authoritative text entitled Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. He's also the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. And finally, he is currently writing a major work entitled The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. We welcome once again as we celebrate this third day of Kwanzaa, and we remind you to light the green candle today, closest to the black candle in the middle. We lit Umoja for the black, Kuji Shakalia, the closest red candle, but the red one to the immediate left of the black candle, Umoja. And now to the immediate right of Umoja is Ujima. This is day three. We light the green candle. And as we light that candle, once again, we say to one another, Habari Ghani. Dr. Karenga, Habari Ghani.
Ujima, Hovini Kwenye. Hovini Kwenye, my concern is for you. So that's what we've been saying there. And I think it's important, again, in being a good relative, to always be concerned about others. It's a teaching that my mother and father taught us, that we always are concerned about others. If we take care of others, then they can take care of us, and we can take care of each other. It's a good thing to be responsible for each other. And so, Ujima, the third principle is collective work and responsibility. And it calls on us as we write in the text, quote, to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problem our problem and solve them together. Now, this principle teaches us to share responsibility to work and build, right? To work. And there's a work in there. There's also a struggle. It's all collective. But it has two things, action and responsibility. It says we have the responsibility, the shared responsibility. That's a collective responsibility. Shared responsibility to work and build the good family, community, society, and world we all want and deserve to live in. You know, just think about that. We have to build it, right? We say that we are own liberators, that a people that cannot save itself is lost forever, that no matter how numerous or sincere our allies are, we who would be free must strike the first, the final, and decisive blow. We must do the heavy lifting. We must free ourselves in order to be ourselves. Because if other people free us, it's not going to work. Nana, A. Philip Randolph said, freedom is not granted. It's won. Justice is not given. It's extracted. And so he's talking about a struggle that we have to engage in, but we must do it together because we're going to live together. We're going to build the family, the community, the society together. And it's one we want and deserve. And if we build it ourselves, right? It'll be what we want. And if we build it ourselves, it is because we believe we deserve the good world, right? We want to live in and leave as a legacy worthy of the name and history African. And so we have to be actively concerned with not only our well-being, but with the well-being of others and the well-being of the world and all those in it. And to see the cooperative creation and sharing of good as justice and goodness and appreciate it with joy. Justice and goodness and appreciate it with joy, right? Again, the teaching, let's do things with joy. For surely humans have been divinely chosen to bring good into the world. So let's bring good into the world together. Kwanzaa is a harvest celebration, first fruit harvest celebration. And so here, Odujima models the harvest in a special way. We do things together in the harvest. We plan the harvest together. We cultivate and care for the harvest. Oh, wait a minute. First, we sow the seeds of harvest. We first plan the harvest, right? We sow the seeds of harvest. We cultivate the plants of harvest. And guess what? Then we do the harvest together. And finally, we celebrate and enjoy the fruits of the harvest. So that's a perfect thing for it. Oh, Jima, it models that. And we see that we get a joy and a goodness from working together, from creating this harvest of goodness, whether it's a physical one with food or whether it's just good in the world, harvesting the good that we ourselves have created in the world. Just think about how beautiful that is. And so we must be responsible. Again, I repeat, for building the good life we want to live, for the caring community we want to create an adjusting good society and world we want to not only live in, but to leave for future generations. It calls on us to engage the problems of our brothers and sisters. They're their relative again, to be good relatives, not just to our biological brothers and sisters, but to our sisters of the people and our sisters and brothers of humanity. And if you believe it, our relatives in the other biotic community, right? The live community, animate community. And to solve their problems together. Sometimes, you know, I've seen some people want to change the language. Don't change the first language, right? So sometimes you say, you know, when we're talking about Ujima and we say, you know, to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters problems, our problem, and solve them together. People want to change that to community. But don't do that. Don't do that. You know, like, for example, if you do the Ten Commandments, or you do Buddha's Eightfold Path, right? You do other people. You leave them there, but you can explain them. But don't undermine the very basis for our unity. Kwanzaa and Gusasaba have united us in ways no other philosophy, no other practice, no other holiday has. Across what? All religions, across all political persuasions, against all classes, across all generations, right? So keep that. Hold on to this thing of value. Keep it, right? And then you can explain it. You can explain it the way you want, but you first leave it in its tact. Brothers and sisters, there for a reason. We're struggling to get over the kind of, you know, male privileging that we used to have, right? So we need to say it. And besides, whether brothers and sisters, whether male and female have intimate relations or not, or whether they're just brothers and sisters in the community and in the world working for a common good, we need to make sure we have excellent relationship, right? And that's a core relationship. Without that core relationship, a lot of other things can't happen. And so we need to do that. We need to work in peace. We need to work in love. We need to work in mutual respect and in mutual benefit, right? That's what we need to do. And so this principle teaches that shared responsibility to work, to struggle, and to build the good family, the community, society, and world we all want and deserve to live in. And again, leave for the next generation. I want us really to understand that we can always say, somebody else can do things for us. They won't. Certainly our oppressor won't, right? But the reality is there's a joy in doing things collectively for ourselves. And to build, again, our world, not other people's world, but our world, and contribute to the other world, but our world in our own image and interest, right? You know, what do Africans have to say about the world? What do they have to say about how do we raise children? What do we say about what are the standards for a man and a woman? What are the standards for excellence, right? Our texts tell us that the wise are known by their wisdom, but the great are known by their good deeds. And so we want to make sure that when we work together, we're working for good, not simply for ourselves or for money. We don't sell ourselves to money machines. We all want a good life, but we don't want to find ourselves forgetting the struggle and simply seeking a comfortable place in oppression. And so Ujima said, let's be collectively responsible for the world. And so as we light the candle of Ujima, collective working responsibility, let us this year and always wish and commit ourselves to work for and struggle for the good world we are worth and deserve to live in. And as the Odu Ifa of ancient Yoruba land says, we want to build a world of good where, number one, there's fuller knowledge of things. There's a knowledge, the possession of knowledge is so uplifting. It's a practice of freedom to learn, right? It's a practice of freedom to grasp knowledge and use it to expand the realm of goodness in the world. So the Odu Ifa said the first goodness is full knowledge of things. The second, we want to create happiness everywhere, not just in our home, but everywhere. Everybody deserves to be happy. It's one of the things that we talk about as a right to be in context that's conducive to our happiness. We can't pursue it if everywhere we turn, we're blocked. So we want to create conditions and capacity for people to be happy. The text says everywhere, all the people, everywhere. Peace. We're struggling for peace. We've got to build peace in the world, right? The warmongers must be stopped. The genocidists must be stopped, right? We want peace. The sacred text say to us, exceptionally good, extraordinarily good, right? It's the presence of peace and there is no blame in peace for those who make it, for those who practice it. Exceedingly good. Let me just say this again. Exceedingly good. This is exactly what I said. Exceedingly good is the presence of peace. And there is no blame in peace for those who practice it. Just think about it. Exceedingly good is the presence of peace, right? And we must practice it. We must not only keep peace, but we must do the work of peace. We must make peace. And then the next criteria they say for this good world we want to build collectively is the well-being and security of person, where everyone can live lives of dignity and decency, where there's the end of poverty and misery. And we have created a context of maximum human freedom and human flourishing. This is the beautiful concept of, you know, creating conditions and capacity for all humans. And we don't ever leave ourselves out. We're going to talk about Africa. Whenever I talk, I'm always talking about African and human good and the well-being of the world. Those three areas. African and human good and the well-being of the world. People might say, why not just human good? No, we'll get lost in that overarching project if we don't say African and human, right? We have to say African and human because we're talking from our own perspective, right? Other people do the same thing. It's not like we're doing something wrong here. You can't be wrong referring to yourself unless you're selfish, vulgarly selfish, as we witness all the time. We can't be. Our president can't be our teacher. And even our allies can't be our tutor. We must speak our own special culture truth. That's self-determination. That's kujichagulia. But I want us to see that we want to create this condition for human flourishing, freedom and flourishing. But I want us to see the struggle is for African and human good and the well-being of the world. And that means creating conditions and capacities for us to grow, develop, and come into the fullness of ourselves. That's what we struggle for. And it's every day a good day to struggle.
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Asante Sana, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. And of course, as we heard in the founders' message on Umoja, and you can also read for yourselves at officialkwanzawebsite.org, part of Ujima, as well as a part of Kujichagulia, is that we must collectively embrace the problems of our sisters and brothers around the world together.
Hey.
Whether it be Sudan or Haiti or Congo. We cannot divorce ourselves from that. And I just want to remind everyone, you know, we all are living in contradictions daily. These electronics we all use that we are dependent on, that we literally cannot function without, are powered by minerals from the Congo that the Congo does not see the wealth from, that Donald Trump just signed an agreement with to get some of the wealth for the United States of those minerals.
Yeah.
All right. So now, can we all turn our laptops and cell phones off today? No, that's not realistic. But we owe it to ourselves to get involved in this struggle and reverse this course. That is Ujima. That is collective, to see our problems together and to solve them collectively. Make our sisters and brothers' problems our problems and solve them together. And that is a problem, because that is where we are from. We are from Africa. Mm-hmm. Also, Dr. Karenga mentioned, we say African and human. Dr. Karenga, I don't think I'd be wrong even to say that as we talk about philosophy and ethics and the pursuit of happiness and humanity itself, the first two articulate in language and in writing, ethics and humanity, were those of us who were African people, because we were the first civilization to begin with. So therefore, it is not a contradiction when we say African and human, or Africanity and humanity. So we can embrace that, mamas and sisters and brothers, and we can embrace it proudly as we go forward in this Kwanzaa 2025 and every Kwanzaa thereafter. Yes, please.
And if I could say something about this, it's two things. One, the press is always wanting us to erase ourselves. And when we don't do it, he tries to do it. Not just by burning books and banning studies and taking people's name off the park and history out and disqualifying national holidays and all that, right?
Right.
Try to do all that, but he wants us to do it. And then he doesn't have to do it. And we can't do that. We must reaffirm our Africanness. So I'm saying it, not because we're first and all, but because we are Africa. We have to speak from our vantage point. Everybody else does it. Everyone who has a sacred text, everyone who teaches ethic, they say themselves. And we repeat what they said. But what about them repeating what I say, what we say as a people? Right? We stood up for, spoke to first human truth, introduced some of the basic discipline of human knowledge in the now balanced civilization. And everyone came. You've heard me say that before. Jew, Gentile, Hittite, Hyksos, Roman, Greek, Persian, Libyan, they all came and studied there. There's always something new out of Africa. Africa was called one time, the Egyptians were called the light of the world because of their knowledge, the temple of the world because of their deep spirituality and ethic. And the womb of the world, because they reproduce, they produce so many things, right? So many new things, right? So I think it's very important for us not to be afraid to say we are. It's like people saying Kwanzaa's for everybody. No, Kwanzaa's for us, but everybody can learn from it. Everybody can experience joy at us doing it and at us knowing ourselves, right? Just like when we go to Chinese New Year or Mexican Cinco de Mayo or Jewish Hanukkah. Right? Nobody expects us to take that over or to get up and say, do y'all really, is this for everybody? Hey, we know who it's for. It's for the cultural community that created. And that's what I was saying early, is that, guess what? Every great message and every important project has two aspects to it, a particular and a universal, right? Particular, because the people created themselves. It's their special cultural truth that they speak to the world. But it resonates. It is so deep and beautiful. It resonates with humanity. And so other people embrace it. That's what happened with the major religions in the world. Buddhism started in India, but it spread around the world, right? All over Asia, but also past that. You know, even there, young white people and other people are into Hinduism, for example. That's another religion that spread around. Well, the same thing with what we do. But a lot of time, guess what? They don't want to give us credit. They don't name our products our own. They appropriate. Even if something is as obvious as popular music, they'll deny it and say everybody do it. And that's why they changed the word from Black Freedom Movement to Civil Rights Movement. Black Freedom Movement is us. Civil Rights Movement is everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to go, but for today. But I just people look at some of the scholarship on social media the young people are putting out about K-pop. That's the new rage in music, but K-pop comes from Black music culture, and people are just realizing that. So there's always this expropriation, as Dr. Karinga says. We don't question other cultures in particular. We don't question Hanukkah or the New Year's or Cinco de Mayo. 2026 will be the founding, the 250th, whatever birthday of the United States. We don't question that. We know it was founded on our backs. But
and the Native Americans.
That's right. That's right. We won't stop the celebration, but we can inform. So don't try to stop ours, and don't let anybody convince you to stop ours.
Don't hate on us.
That's right. Don't hate on us. Amen.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Folks, official Kwanzaa website, .org to find out more, and you can follow the principles for every day and the candle lighting ceremony. We'll be back tomorrow. Dr. Marlana Karinga with us for this third day of Kwanzaa. Tomorrow, Ujamaa. We're going to love Ujamaa tomorrow. Cooperative economics, got a lot to talk about. Don't miss out, folks. Spread the word. Thank you again, Asante Sana, Dr. Karinga. And folks, we will see you again tomorrow for Ujamaa. It has been made plain.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.